Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. We are joined right now by Karen from Natural Alternatives. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
We're doing well down here. It's a beautiful, sunny day out.
Perfect, perfect. Now, I kind of want to get right into it because there's a lot of talking points that we can really discuss for December.
Okay.
And I want to start off with my favorite, the protolizer, and go into a number of different things. You know, right now, obviously, I've been talking about Christmas trees a lot today, but protolizer is something that can really help our Christmas trees. Can we discuss that a little bit?
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about what protolizer is. And protolizer is a product that has billions of beneficial microbes that will help to strengthen the plant, the cell walls. It will help to develop a strong root system, and it will help to fight off bad pathogens that are in the soil, reducing the stress and shock that a plant can go through. So when you're getting your Christmas tree and you're bringing it inside, you always want to make sure that you soak it in water. And the best thing to do to extend the life of that Christmas tree is to mix the fertilizer with it so that it can extend the life of that tree, fight off early browning, and help to reduce the amount of needles that are dropping prematurely.
Definitely, and that's what we're looking to do, is keep that Christmas tree lasting as long as possible. And with the news out there with the supply chain saying there's not enough Christmas trees out there, a lot of people this year are probably getting their trees earlier than they have in the past. And if they're bringing them indoors, now they're lasting longer indoors, it's warmer indoors,
yeah.
What do you do? So protolizer is definitely an awesome benefit for our Christmas trees that we just, you know, didn't think we knew that we had.
Yes, it's a great product. And like I said, if you get a chance to soak that, the Christmas tree and water before bringing it in with the fertilizer, it's going to help to reduce the shock from the cooler temperatures that are outside to the heat that you have inside your house. So it's definitely a benefit to that plant and the tree.
Awesome. Now, a lot of us have house plants in the house at this point, obviously. And, you know, we almost kind of say, all right, it's during the winter. We know that we're not going to get a lot out of that. But we can still take advantage of the good look of the foliage, etc. And protolizer can help that.
That is correct. A lot of times in your houseplants, they kind of get ignored during the summer because everybody wants to be outside. But when you're inside, you start taking a better look at the plants. And, you know, there are the viney plants that you might start to notice need to be, you know, cut back. And some of those cuttings you can take and you can cut the vines and actually start to grow them again by putting them in water. And when you use the fertilizer, that's going to help to maximize the growth and develop that root system quicker and stronger. So that way you can plant that in another pot. You can give that to a friend, because we do that a lot at work. We have vine plants, and everybody wants to get a sample of that to have at their desk. So they start mixing that with the fertilizer, developing that root system in the water, and then we can plant that into your potted plants. And I wanted to let you know that if your listeners can go to our Know and Grow library on our website. Again, our website is www.naturalalternative.com. And if you click on the Know and Grow library at the top right, that'll take you to several different articles that you can use. And if you go down to our grow, there's houseplants, things that you can do with your houseplants through the winter time. And there's an article on low-light houseplants, how to get the right plants for areas in your house that don't get a lot of the sun. And then there's an article on pothos and philodendron propagation that will help you with these vine plants and developing those plants so that they can regrow into a new plant using the fertilizer.
Awesome. A lot of great information is it was there before, but it's coming out even more with the new website. So, you know, I have been talking about the new website for a couple of weeks now, but today we were just discussing how much more information there is for the listeners so they can, you know, have more success. Now,
absolutely.
Another thing this time of year where we kind of, a lot of the indoor growers will have them, but not everybody thinks about it, is you can actually have herbs indoors. And by adding fertilizer, you actually can make them taste better.
Well, what fertilizer will do is once you start to decide that you want to grow an indoor herb garden, it will actually give you the herbs you need to add to your dishes throughout the winter. So these are fresh. They're not something that you're buying at a store in a can or, you know, in a bottle. It's something that you've grown, so it has a better taste to it. And then using the fertilizer, you would use that when you're starting the herbs, when you're creating the little herb garden. And it will help to develop the roots of these herbs and make them stronger and healthier. And what fertilizer will do is it will pull, it will make the soil more able for the plant to be able to absorb the nutrients that it needs to be the strong plant. So it is a great product to use when you're using creating herbs, like an herb garden, or basically any product or any plant, sorry, that has roots. So it can be an inside plant, it can be an outside plant, it can be a vegetable or a fruit or an ornamental such as roses and rhododendrons and azaleas. Pretty much anything that has roots can be used, the fertilizer can be used with it.
Awesome. That's, you know, I love the product. Everybody hears me talk about it, but the main reasons behind it is the many uses of it. It's not one of those products that you buy for one thing and one thing only. You can use it on everything, and that's why I think it's one of the best products on the market.
Thank you.
Let's move on a little bit from fertilizer, and let's talk about the 555 plant food that you do have. And I know that using it along with fertilizer actually makes it a little bit stronger, but let's talk about it a little bit here.
Absolutely. So our natural alternative all-purpose plant food, the 555, actually has the fertilizer in it. So you're definitely getting the benefit of fertilizer. But when I'm planting, whether it's in the garden or inside in a planted pot, I will mix the fertilizer and the 555 in the soil And then mix it in the soil, mix the soil around, and then put the plant inside and then cover it over and then water it again in with the fertilizer. But the 555 is a product that will help to feed the plant throughout the growing season. So you can use it once every 4 to 6 weeks, depending on the needs of the plant. And it is a product. The fertilizer itself is 100% usable by the plant. There are no fillers in our fertilizer. So everything that's in the fertilizer is going to be used by the plant, and it's going to help to make it stronger and healthier. And I always talk about fertilizer as being, you know, the food source for the plants, but the fertilizer to me acts like the vitamins and the probiotics to make it a stronger. So those two products together are going to give you a good, healthy plant. It's going to help to avoid stunted growth or diseases.
And definitely. The combination of the two is really a really great 1-2 punch. I mean, it's what people tend to think is we only need fertilizer in order to be successful with the plants. And so, yes, this plant food, this 555, is perfect with it, and it's got the fertilizer. But combine the two together, that is perfect. So we have to take a, break here. When we get back, okay, I want to discuss a little bit of ice melt, that four-letter sure word that's coming our way at some point soon. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back soon.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bioadvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261.
And we are talking with Karen from Natural Alternative. Some great information already about Protolizer, some of their plant food. Now let's talk about ice melt, because snow is going to fly at some point soon. We know it. But yeah, Let's be prepared. So can you tell us about the ice melt you have?
Sure. We have two different types of the ice melt that can work for you. And the first type is our natural alternative ice melt. It's the green ice melt that we've had for several years. And it is a safer ice melt than traditional rock salt. It is one that you use a lot less than normal products such as rock salt. And one bag of our natural alternative ice melt is the equivalent of three bags of rock salt. So you're definitely maximizing your dollar amount that you're spending. Plus, you don't use as much. You know, that's the one big thing about this. We recommend that you put some ice melt down on your walkways, your driveway prior to a snow or ice event, and then that will help to start that brining process once the moisture starts to hit the ice melt. And then that will make the snow and ice easier to remove. And once you have the snow and ice on your ground, you might want to put a heavier amount. The recommended rate is 3 to 8 pounds per 1,000 square foot. So you might want to put a little heavier, because then it'll help to melt that better and make it easier to remove. The natural alternative ice melt does not burn like traditional ice melters does, so it reduces the amount of stress that can happen to your plants or your lawns, and it does not irritate the paws of your pets or wildlife. So, you know, sometimes some of the rock salt will heat up to 175 degrees, and that can hurt and inflame the paws of your pets. So this will help to prevent that from happening and keep your pets safer. We also have a 100% CMA product that is something that we recommend you use on concrete that has not been cured for over a year. If you use this, it will make the snow and ice more like an oatmeal type texture, which makes it easier to remove. And the CMA is actually a product that is less corrosive than ice or than tap water. So it is very safe for the environment. It does not melt to the temperature that the natural alternative green ice melt does, but it is something that you can use if you don't have the ability to use the natural alternative ice melt. I did want to let you know that your listeners can go to our website at www.naturalalternative.com, and any of the ice melt products or the products we've talked about today using the PPGC coupon code, they will get the 10% off plus free shipping.
Awesome. It's definitely, we want to get that ice melt on property as soon as possible, because if you haven't gotten it already at this point, where you're just pushing your luck, because it's going to happen soon. It's not a question if, it's just when.
I saw on the news last night that we are actually supposed to get a snow event down in Maryland and Pennsylvania on Wednesday. So this might be our first chance for some snow to happen this season, other than flurries.
Definitely. It's out there, right? And we want to stay safe. We want to stay protected. And the amount of dollars that you can end up spending on a trip, slip, or fall can be anywhere from $20,000 to $100,000. And that's not even just the time that you lose as well. And so being prepared with the ice melt is great. And now, if they were to order on Monday, it would take a few days usually to get to them.
So if we have your order by 2 o'clock Monday Eastern time, we will ship that out the same day. So we ship out via UPS, and to most of your listeners' area, it should deliver to them within 2 to 3 days.
So perfect. If we order on Monday, we can have it by Thursday, Friday for future snowstorms. So Karen, we appreciate you coming on and joining us today. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too, Patrick. Thank you.
Thanks, Karen. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break. Give us a call, 855-660-4261.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. U.S. Customs and Border Protection are telling holiday shoppers to be on alert after more than 13,000 counterfeit designer products were seized from a cargo shipment from China. The shipment was seized on November 9th. Dr. Anthony Fauci admitted during an interview with Fox News' Neil Cavuto that he has no clue what to do about the thousands of migrants who have entered the U.S. with COVID-19. Cavuto confronted Fauci about how 18% of the migrant families coming in are testing positive for the virus.
I don't have an easy answer for that. I mean, obviously, Title 42 is still operable at the border, trying to keep people who should not come in into the country. There is testing that is done.
Fauci went on to claim that Omicron is going to spread no matter what measures are taken.
This is USA Radio News. The New York Times said Friday that it is reviewing a top editor at the newspaper's Wirecutter.com for tweeting scathing messages about a gun rights group and for allegedly leaving angry, profane voicemails for the group. The tweet sent the alleged voicemail by Aaron Marquis, Wirecutter's lead editor for computer networking, each referenced a press release opposing gun control laws sent out by the group Great Lakes Gun Rights on the heels of a shooting at Oxford High School in suburban Detroit that killed four students.
Hi, I'm a journalist with the New York Times. I'm just calling to wonder, I have two questions. How do you sleep at night?
Former Trump Department of Justice official Jeffrey Clark's plans to plead the Fifth to the House's January 6th committee could complicate the department's willingness to prosecute him. A lawyer for Clark indicated he would like to exercise his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right back into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Priscilla's in Marshfield.
Priscilla, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I had recently installed some new arborvitaes, green giants, in a woodland section of my yard. And with all the leaves, I blew them and raked them all into that area. It's a large section, and I installed the arborvitaes in the hopes that they would fill out and I wouldn't be able to see anything over there.
Okay.
So the leaves are there. I wanted them there, and I had hoped to enrich the soil. There have been leaves there forever that have, you know, flattened down and broken down. And, you know, to that end, I figured if I put the leaves there, they would break down as well and provide a place for insects and all of that. I'm wondering, can I take these leaves and mound them around my newly planted arborvitaes, or is there going to be like a fungal issue if I do that?
Well, so for the arborvitaes, I mean, you can put them around it, but you don't necessarily need to, you know, cover those with leaves or anything along those lines. I tend to, with evergreens, kind of let them go. I'm more worried about, you know, perennials that have a very shallow root system. And I know you just put this in, you know, these arborvitaes in there.
Uh-huh.
But if you've put leaves around there at this time, I wouldn't worry about causing like a fungal disease or anything, honestly. I think it's not going to hurt them. I mean, I don't recommend you having to put the leaves there to protect it, but at the same time, it's not going to hurt it. The bigger thing here is I want to make sure that when the time comes in the spring, is you make sure to remove those
leaves, because we don't want them to cover any of the the branching on the lower parts when the sun actually starts to hit. Because when the sun hits, if it's blocking some of the lower branches, if the leaves and everything are blocking them, you're not going to be able to get the photosynthesis from the light that's happening. It might start to turn them brown a little bit on the lower spot. And now the idea is to get them tall to block everything out. But if you're blocking everything up above and there's nothing below, then it's almost, you know, it's not what we were looking for.
Right.
So it's okay to put them there by any means.
Yep.
But just the bigger thing.
I was going to clear them out in spring. I just was thinking maybe it might, you know, protect them a little bit.
Well, you know what? I think it will for you, especially with them being newer plants. And, you know, it's one of those things. You spend so much time and effort and money to get these things to grow. You want to do everything you can to make sure you're successful, right? So I see it as a good thing. And I think maybe this would be the only year you need to do it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because I'd be more worried about, like, on an evergreen, like a wilt, using like something like the Wiltproof to hold the moisture in there. Now, if you've been watering consistently and doing that type of thing, you should be fine. It's just with evergreens, the bigger thing will be moisture going forward. The root system is very important right now, especially if you've done it most recently, keeping it at that same temperature.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing I'd be looking at is the moisture aspect of keeping it in there by, you know, and looking at like a wilt proof or a wilt stop to hold the moisture in your arborvitaes, because those are one of the ones where they're taller. They're going to get hit by the wind more often than some of the smaller plants. So I'd be looking at doing that as well. So, you know, giving it this first year, that 1-2, you know, that 1-2 punch is really going to help it with the lower aspect and then the leaves itself. One other suggestion for you with those arborvitaes is seeing if you can get some jute twine. Which is like, it's a green twine, biodegradable. And what you do is you can tie your arborvitaes up so they stay in, you know, the cylindrical form. Now, I'm not saying tie it really tight. You tie it loose so it'll stay, because what will happen with arborvitaes is the snow will go down the center. It'll then have both sides almost weep over.
Yep.
And so when they're young and they're weaker, it can cause a lot more damage. So I would look at doing that as well.
These are actually a Thuja, oh my gosh, I forgot the name. It's a fuller one. It's not the cylindrical ones.
So it would be the, you either have the Dark American or the Green Giant.
Or something.
Yeah, so you have the Green Giant, which
that's right.
Will tend to be fatter on the bottom and the top will be skinnier. But when the lower branches, having them kind of closer together sometimes over the winter, just keep an eye on it, because, you know, the idea with that variety is it gets tall quickly, but it slowly fills up. And if we have some damage to the lower areas,
right,
you're not getting everything you want. So that's why I kind of look at it and say, all right, what else can we do to protect it, especially when it's young like it is?
Right. I'm so sorry. Shall I continue to water them?
As long as the ground isn't frozen.
Yep.
Water. Water until the ground is frozen. You know, that is actually a good point that you brought up. I hate for you to apologize for it, because honestly, that is one of the things that people don't always think about. They always just, okay, it's winter, I'm done. But with newly developing plants like this, they're trying to store up as much water as possible. Now, it doesn't absorb it as quickly when it's cooler, but if the ground is not frozen, the plant is still uptaking water. So definitely continue to water until the ground freezes, and do it at a trickle. Leave the hose on each one of them for you know, 20 minutes, half hour, versus just using, you know, going across and watering everything by hand quickly. It gets a deeper soaking, which will allow the roots to go a little bit deeper as well.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a great question in regards to the watering, because if the ground isn't frozen, your plants are still taking water, taking moisture up. So, honestly, that's a great thought.
You know, as we're moving into this next part of the year, I would love to hear you do a segment on winterizing shrubs and getting everything ready for winter, because last year I put large plastic things around some of my other shrubs, and it failed, and I had broken branches, and, you know, there are so many things to do to really protect your investment on your landscape. And I think a segment on that from you would be fantastic.
Okay. I'll definitely. No problem, Priscilla. Anytime we can help.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Susan Dreckett.
Sue, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Good morning.
I'm having a problem with moles and bold. I planted a new lawn,
okay,
a year ago in the fall, and right away they started eating the grass, and they're making tunnels all the way down. Pretty soon I won't have any lawn left. I checked it out yesterday. I was always afraid to look. I've tried everything. I tried the worms. I tried the trap. Everything. It's like, I think I'm just going to give up and let the lawn die because I can't fight them. I don't know what to do.
So,
I saw one yesterday. I was blowing the weed, and where I was blowing, he went to the other side. They like to go along patio block,
yep,
along rock wall, and that's what I have. I have a line of, I had like crushed stone put in underneath my burning bushes.
Yep.
And put patio blocks so it wouldn't go into the lawn. And that's exactly what they do. I thought I got rid of them because they moved over by the road by big boulders.
Yep.
But they just come back. It's never ending. It's never ending.
Unfortunately, this is their season where they get out there and just go everywhere and tunnel. Now with a
But they did it during the summer also.
Yep. So the way to really get them is they can have hundreds of feet of tunnel throughout your entire yard.
Right.
And if you only find part of where, if you find tunnels and you put something down there and they're not actually active in that area, it's hard to get rid of them. So one of the things that we've always talked about doing is, you know, dusk at night, excuse me, right as the sun's going down, walk the entire property, stomp all the holes that you can find. Stomp all of them.
I do. Okay. Even suck poison into the holes and block them with rocks.
Well, so,
but they just come out somewhere else.
Well, so that's the thing, right? When you stomp all the holes down, the next morning you will come out and you'll see where they're actively feeding. And that's where that's where like little volcanoes will happen. That's where putting, you know, there's products out there, you know, Moltox, that will kill the moles, and voles. There's, some products out there that are repellents, like a repels all, they're mold
mats. I tried that. It doesn't work. I tried a lot of that stuff. A lot of it.
I mean, I think the last thing to do then, you know, other than let the lawn go, is maybe move.
No, I put too much work into this yard.
I know, I'm just kidding.
And now I have, even my flowers, it's like the rabbits, the groundhog, and so it's getting to be, I get out of bed and I go check my traps and I do this and I do that, and that's all I'm doing. And I think I'm getting to the point now where I'm going to let the garden go. We don't do the flowers because And I said, oh, I'll plant some tall flowers, but the groundhogs just pull it down.
Yeah. Well, so the other thing I would look at doing is maybe the neighbor's yard has them too, because they're, and when you're killing or taking care of the ones that are in your yard, the neighbor's not. And the neighbors are now coming over to your side because they have all these tunnels built, ready to go for them. So it's not easy by any means. There are a number of traps out there that you can use. Some of them are the types that have the
traps again, but they never, somebody told me they don't like bubble gum. So I even put bubble gum out there because they can't digest it.
Yep.
It didn't work. They didn't even touch it.
Yeah, it's not an easy one, especially with not as many predators as there had been out there. So, I mean, it's kind of just staying at it and keeping going, unfortunately. So.
Yeah, it is. It's constantly important.
I'm sorry to hear that. We're going to be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Sue in regards to those pesky moles that are in her yard, and they just won't go away. I'd hate for you to just give up, right? And I don't think you need to. I think the real problem with these pests, if you will, is they almost need to, you know, they need to be completely just beaten multiple times. It's not just unfortunately, a one and done type thing. And I know you've been trying a lot of different things, and it can get frustrating. It's one of those things where these guys, if they're in the neighbor's yard too, they're going to continue to keep going. So, you know, there are all the products out there like the Mole Max or the Mole Tox, which is the poison to use in those areas. There are repellents out there that you can use. That's the Mole Max. Putting that down, in the wintertime at this point to push them away. Or early spring. Now, early spring, you can try and push them out. When you're putting down, like, your crabgrass control, that's when it's recommended to be putting down the Mole Max at the same time, because they're starting to wake up, they're becoming active, and then you're pushing them away from your lawn. They might move into the garden, but there's ways to move that with the Mole Max, etc. It's just they're not an easy pest to get rid of. It just does take a lot of extra effort, unfortunately.
Okay.
I wish I had a magic button to say this is what's going to get rid of them.
I'm always on my hands and knees looking for their hole, and I have been finding the holes, and I even tried putting like a garden planter over it.
Yep.
And put on each side of the hole, covered both holes, so I figured they have no place to go. And I put poison worms in the holes, but nothing. Nothing. I didn't get anything. I've tried traps. I've tried castor oil. You name it.
Yeah, so the castor oil. Yeah. The castor oil is meant to, like, scare them, push them away. So if you can use the combination, it does help. But, I mean, it sounds like you have done everything in your power to try and get rid of these guys. My biggest recommendation is the night before you're going to use anything, you know, get rid of as many of the volcanoes that you're seeing where these guys are coming up as possible. Step on, and at this point you probably see them in the lawn where their little tunnels are because it's raised in the lawn itself. Walk over all the paths that you can see as well so that you are basically cornering them in an area. So yeah. It's just, this is where they don't have anywhere else to go.
Yeah. I'm trying to do that, but the front, it's a big area. And yesterday I took all the leaves out and along that walkway, the patio thing that I have there, you know, so the stone don't go in the yard and the grass. And so then I decided to rake it. You wouldn't believe all the dead grass. I mean, they're coming. They're almost halfway down now. And I had this done a year ago in the fall. And that winter, when the snow melted, the front lawn was like a zigzag, all raised, all like snake patterns all through the lawn. I almost died. I almost had a heart attack. I put a lot of money into this. I even put irrigation in. And I should have left it the way it was. I'm sorry in a way because it costs a lot of money. And it's like, it's. I don't think I can beat it. I'm going to try still. I have some worms. I'm going to go out there today. It's going to be a nice day. Look for the two holes again. But there is a big hump in there that I felt. So they're all over the place, yeah.
Getting, you know, trying to corner them basically into one spot is going to be your best bet. So if you can walk over as much of their tunnels as you can see, pushing down, that's really going to help you corner them into a spot. So, you know, I honestly wish I could say do this and it would be done. But sometimes when you get overrun, it's just a constant battle of almost daily.
Yeah, I know.
So
I wish the lawn was so beautiful too. Now it's really, a lot of it is dead because of it, because they're killing all the roots.
Yeah.
They're eating all the roots.
Well, I wish you good luck.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.